But we are excited tonight to have Brother Wetzheim speak for us. And I know I was just talking to him before. He's been in ministry for decades, and so there's a lot of wisdom here. And so I know there's anything he says, we're going to get a lot from it. And anytime God's word is open, there's always something we can get. So we're thankful to have him. He told me that his reputation hangs on what I say. So hopefully I did a good job making him look good before he comes and speaks. So Brother Wetzheim, come give us what God gave to you. Thank you.
I told him what he says could affect my offering tonight. Pick on a little boy. Cindy, can we say something about your mom? Cindy's mother fell in Florida, and they did get home, Nancy, but she fell and hurt her knee yesterday she was operating on. And she's doing well. She's not home yet. Really? What a way to come home, huh? Can't even come to church. Yeah. Oh, my soul. I've known Taylors a long time. They're sweet people. It's a shame they leave Florida, and that happened to them. Tom and Cindy went down and got them, and oh, my. But thank God we can get repaired. Amen. I know all about getting repaired. He's talking about having big print for the songs. You wait till he gets my age and wants to read the Bible, man. You talk about gigantic print. It's a privilege to be able to speak tonight, and kind of a privilege to do so. Now, I got on Steve because he set me in pastor's seat. You should never sit in the pastor's seat, right? I mean, that's a pastor's seat. That's a holy seat, man. I told him if I get in trouble, I'm going to come see him. So, amen. Well, it's a joy to be here tonight. My subject matter is going to be faith. I like to speak on faith because that's what we need more than we need anything else. So, let's pray first. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word. Faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the word of God. And Lord, there's so much to deal with faith. I won't hardly, Lord, hit most important things, but I hope there's something that can be said tonight, Lord. I didn't plan this message, had another message, but this is the one you put on my heart. And I pray, Lord, you use it tonight to help us. Help me, I pray. And Lord, we thank you for loving us. Thank you for dying on the cross. Thank you for giving us a Bible. A spiritual Bible. Thank you for the Holy Spirit, the great teacher of the Bible. Thank you for the church, Lord, a great spiritual house, Lord, where we can learn about God. We thank you for this church. We thank you for its leadership. And Lord, we ask you to continue to bless it in a mighty way. We love you tonight, Lord. Thank you for loving us. In Jesus' name, amen. Faith, let's consider how to go from poverty to riches. That's a good thing to do, isn't it? I mean, that's what happened to me. I mean, before I was saved, I was in poverty. And boy, after I got saved, amen, the riches in Christ Jesus. And from defeat to victory, everybody likes to be on the victory side. Now, my wife over here, she's weeping. She's a Gonzaga fan. And she's weeping. She went from victory to defeat in one night. Anybody basketball fans? You know what I'm talking about. You probably don't even know. You don't even know who Gonzaga is, right? Thought it was a fish or something. No, it's a basketball team. It's a basketball team. And they were in a final playoff with North Carolina, and they got beat. And so she's in mourning. I wore the black, you know, for her. So. And from defeat to victory and from failure to success. There's only one key revealed in the Word of God. Some people get the idea that it is by the amount of praying that a person might do, amen, to have success. And boy, prayer is important, is it not? Amen. I thank God for prayer. But when you read the 11th chapter of the book of Hebrews, you will find out it is not by praying, it's simply by faith. Faith is what we need. Some people have the idea that it is the amount of labor or work you do. That's going to bring success. You can labor all you want, amen, all you like, but faith has to be present. Amen. It's faith, the most important thing. And I'm afraid some people do a lot of labor without faith. And it's vanity. It really is. So the Bible, you know, makes it very clear that we need faith more than we need anything else. We really do. And, you know, it says in the Bible that the prayer of how's that going, James, about faith? Prayer of faith, you know, will heal the sick. You know, it's the prayer of faith, though. Faith is so important. So to hear what the Spirit saith, we must have spiritual ears. We want to hear tonight what the Spirit said. When I come to church, I don't come to hear what man says. I love preacher. I'll tell you what. Lynn and I have been blessed. My wife, Lynn. My name's Ron. Some of you don't even know who we are, probably. You know, but we've been really spiritually blessed. We were searching, and we were hungry for the Word of God. And we come, amen, to hear with spiritual ears the Word of God. And we have been blessed here. I want to say that. Your preacher has done a tremendous job bringing forth the Word of God. And we're very pleased about that. But to have spiritual ears, we need to have spiritual ears, the Bible teaches us. We must be born again. We must be born of the Spirit. To have spiritual ears, you have to be born again. Now, we got physical ears, but I'm talking about spiritual ears, to be able to hear the Word of God. Amen? And but a Christian also has our natural ears, amen, fleshly ears. When a Christian comes to church, he must understand that he has two sets of ears. I want you, now you got to listen to this, all right? You have two sets of ears. You have your physical ears, which you hear physically, but you have spiritual ears, which you hear the Word of God spiritually. And I'm afraid there's a lot of people come to church with physical ears, but they don't come with the spiritual ears. They don't even think about spiritual ears. I don't know about you, but I want to hear spiritually. Usually a physical ear hears and they don't do anything. It's faith without works. But when you hear spiritually with your spiritual ears, it affects your heart, and you become a doer of the Word instead of a hearer of the Word. That makes sense? So when I come to church, I want to know I'm coming with spiritual ears to hear the Word of God. Amen, the work in my heart. And so it's so important that we come to church realizing that we have two sets of ears, physical ears. People sit in church every Sunday, well, Wednesday nights, with physical ears and hear the Word of God and walk out, and that's it. I want to have spiritual ears. When I hear the Word of God, I get convicted of the Holy Spirit, amen, and do something about it. And that's how I've tried to live my life for 40-some years as a Christian. So it's very important, amen, that we understand there's natural ears and there's spiritual ears. Because your faith comes by hearing the Word of God with your spiritual ears. That's how faith comes. It doesn't come from your physical ears. The flesh profiteth what? Now, yeah, I can use stand up here and listen to me tonight, and if you're doing it with the physical ear, it's about profiting you one thing. But it's not only not profiting you, it's not profiting your church. It's not profiting Christ. So we have to hear with our spiritual ears, not just with our physical ears. I hope this makes sense. All right? I like what Vernon McGee said. He used to put the cookies down on the lower shelf so everybody could get them. You know what I mean? Anybody know who Vernon McGee is? All right. I love Vernon McGee. I listened to him when I got saved and born again. Now, because the faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God with spiritual ears. That's how we hear. The natural ear heareth not the things of God. Revelation goes on in chapter 2. And it says this: he that hath the ear, let him hear. Let him hear who? Let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. You hear that? He that hath the ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. Well, if you're going to hear the Spirit speak, you got to have spiritual ears. Am I wrong or right? Hear what the Spirit says unto the churches. Well, the Spirit wants to say something to you and me. You know, we're the church. This building is not the church. You're the church. Amen. And to hear what the Spirit saith, you must have spiritual ears to hear what the Spirit says. You must be born again. You must be born of the Spirit. It's impossible for the natural man to have spiritual ears. It's impossible. Some people don't get anything out of church. That's because they don't have spiritual ears. They have natural ears. They hear what the preacher said, but they can't conceive amen, what the preacher is saying. Because the preacher is speaking through the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit is speaking to the spiritual ear, and they don't have them. You understand? They're in the dark. You must be born again and to have spiritual ears, amen? It's impossible for a natural man to have spiritual ears. But a Christian also has natural ears. He has spiritual ears, but he has natural ears. Okay? When a Christian comes to church, he must understand that he has two sets of ears. Do you realize that you've got two sets of ears? Now, you're hearing tonight. Are you hearing with the physical ear, which will profit you nothing? Or are you hearing with the spiritual ear, which will profit you? All right? This is the way I preach, folks. I know you don't. Now, look, there's Brother Bruce back there. First time he came to York, he came to the church I was ministering to, and I was preaching that night. The preacher was gone. And he came back. So I feel pretty confident. He's still in church. He came back. Oh, I love Bruce. Yeah. All right. So a Christian has both. He has physical ears. He has spiritual ears. All right. When a Christian comes to church, he must understand he has two sets of ears, the natural and the spirit. It's so important to understand this, because your faith cometh by what? Hearing, and hearing by the word of God. You're not going to grow in faith if you're going to hear the word of God with your natural ear and not with your spiritual ear. What do you think we ought to pray for when we come to church? Lord, give me spiritual ears to hear the word of God. Be a life-changing experience for all of us. Amen. And walk out with what the Spirit says to me. Amen. What it says to you. Change your life. Life-changing experience. Because your faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Amen. We must have spiritual ears. The natural ears heareth not the things of God. Revelation is going to say in chapter 2. Turn to Revelation just for a minute, chapter 2. Don't you love the Bible? In chapter 2, verse 11, it says this: He that hath the ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. Is that what it says? Amen. What the Spirit saith to him. Let's see the things that he cannot see, and hear the things that you cannot hear. You can't hear spiritual things if you're not listening with spiritual ears. All right? The deep things of God, you can't hear those things. And so we need to hear with our spiritual ears what the Spirit says unto the churches. Note the emphasis on the Holy Spirit in these verses here. I want you to listen to this. Amen. The hearing here in these verses. I'm going to read them here to you. Look at verse 17. 17 says, He that hath an ear, what kind of an ear? A physical ear? Tell me what kind of ear. Spiritual ear, right? There is a physical ear. There is a spiritual ear. We come to church not to hear with the physical ear. It profiteth nothing. We come to church to hear with a spiritual ear, which will profit, amen, God and his church, amen, yourself, amen, and others. So it says, He that hath the ear, in verse 17, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. Look at 29. 29 says, He that hath the ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. Are we getting it? Amen. Who's speaking? This Holy Spirit. Who's he speaking to? The churches. Amen. To hear him, we must have spiritual ears. Now you say, boy, you repeat a lot. Do you know most learning is through repeating? That's why the Bible says so much about bringing remembrance of these things. You know why? Because we forget all the time. But we won't forget as much if we listen to the spiritual ear, because what the spiritual ear does is it affects the heart. Amen? It affects the heart. Look at chapter 3, verse 6. It says, He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. Repeat it over and over. 13, look at 13. It says, He that hath an ear, what kind of ear? Not a physical ear, amen, not this thing, amen, the spiritual ear, amen. He that hath the ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches, verse 13, verse 22. And again, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. Note the emphasis on the Holy Spirit and hearing in these passages. The Holy Spirit, listen, if the pastor is the only one speaking up here on Sunday morning, or Wednesday night, you're wasting your time, and I'm wasting my time, and he's wasting his time. He has to be speaking through the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit has to be speaking through him. This is a spiritual place. This is not a physical, this is not a worldly place. This is a spiritual place, completely spiritual. The Word of God is what? Spiritual, right? Who ministers the Word of God to us? The Holy Spirit. That's spiritual too, amen? And you are spiritual. You've been born again, you're spiritual. You've been born of the Spirit, amen? You got spiritual ears. So the emphasis here is on the Holy Spirit and hearing, amen? And hearing what the Spirit says. The Holy Spirit needs us to listen to the Word of God with our spiritual ears to teach us the things of God. Turn with me to 1 Corinthians. You probably know this, but it maybe comes from another angle here. Don't you love the Bible? I didn't know one thing. I wasn't brought up in church. I was 36 years old when I got saved. I was 46 years old when I was called into full-time ministry. Went to Hollis Anderson College at 46 years old. Already graduated from Liberty. But I went to the same thing your pastor. Your pastor went to Hollis Anderson too. Took pastor refresher course. That's what I did too. I was there in 86 and 87. He told me he was there in 90. Amen. And I've been around a long time. I was old, get started. And it took a lot of faith, believe me. Have 5 children. Been a machinist 28 years. And just pack up and leave and go to Bible college. Folks, I didn't do it. I did it by faith. You only do those things by faith. And can I tell you something? God's blessed Ron Wetstein and Lynn Wetstein. We've been a blessed people. We really have. Only because of faith. So it pays to listen. It pays. I could tell you the story. When God called me to York here, Bible Baptist Church, 1991, that we went in to see the pastor, Pastor Bob Hamlin. Anybody know Bob Hamlin? Good man. Good man of God. I was working for him, serving with him. And we went in and told him that Pastor Trout had called us to come to York to be assistant pastor for him. And he said, you can't do that. He said, you leave here, you'll destroy my ministry, at least for 3 years setback. So I believe in honoring those who are over me. That's Bible. So we said to him, well, we won't go then. I was taking, the leading of the Holy Spirit that he was telling me, that the Holy Spirit wouldn't want me to go. He's my leader. And we said, we won't go. That was on a Friday. On a Monday morning, he calls me back into his office. He said, I had no right to tell you that. He said, I called Trout. He's praying, I'm praying. And I want you to pray that God will reveal where you ought to be. And that following Sunday, I was on the platform. He spoke, and God spoke to me. I heard with his spiritual ears, the leadership of the Holy Spirit, tell me to go to York. The Bible Baptist, and I served there for 21 years. You have to listen for the Holy Spirit to speak. You got spiritual ears for that, I don't want to make a mistake. Believe me, it wasn't a mistake. It really wasn't a mistake. I praise the Lord for blessing us. Got to know McConkies. Amen. Got to know a lot of people in the church. Amen. God's good, but we got to hear the Spirit speaking. Amen. And he spoke to my heart that day. The Holy Spirit needs us to listen to the Word of God with our spiritual ears to teach us the things of God. Now, in 2 Corinthians, look at verse 9. Very, very important. The apostle is telling us here. Amen. It says, but it is written, I have not seen or their ear heard. What ear? The physical ear? What ear? What ear do you think he's talking about? The spiritual ear? Now, listen. Look at it now. I have not seen or their ear heard. Amen. Neither have entered into the heart of man the things that God hath prepared for them that love him. That I have not seen or the ear heard have entered into the heart. Amen. The things that God has prepared for them. Now listen, in verse 10. But God hath revealed them to us by his Spirit. Notice that. He's revealing to us by his Spirit. The Holy Spirit is speaking to our spiritual ears. The things of God, the Word of God. Amen. and he's revealing the word of God to us. It's impossible for the physical ear to do that, because the natural man, amen, receiveth not the things of God. So he's saying here, amen, but God revealed them to us by his Spirit, which means the Holy Spirit can let us see things that the eye cannot see, and let us hear things that the ear cannot hear. That's tremendous, man. Amen. See, this book, you can't understand this book physically. Amen. Or when you hear it, you can't understand with the physical ear. It's only through the Spirit. Amen. Listen to how important it is to be listening with us with our spiritual ears. Verse 12 says this. Look, let's look at it. Amen. But we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us. That's a wonderful verse. That's a powerful verse, amen. The Holy Spirit is speaking, amen, as a preacher is speaking, amen, to our spiritual ear and revealing things to us that we know not of and can't find out no other way but by what? Our spiritual ears and through the Holy Spirit speaking. I don't know what you come to church for. I come to church to get spiritual things, amen. I want the spiritual food. Amen. And this is a wonderful thing, that we might know the things that are freely given to us by God. But to get those things, we have to be spiritual listeners. We got to have our spiritual ears open, that we can understand the word of God. I love it. Amen. Then in the 14th verse, it says, we are reminded this, that the natural man receives not the things of God. You can't understand the things of God with our natural ear. God is saying here, the natural ear cannot hear what God is saying. Isn't that something? Can you imagine how many people come to church in a natural ear? Preacher preaches. He prays for power of the Holy Spirit. He wants the Holy Spirit to control him. He wants the Holy Spirit to speak through him. And there's people sitting out there with physical ears and not even know anything about spiritual ears. I mean, physical ears, don't know anything about spiritual ears. You wonder why churches don't do anything. You know? It's because they don't understand. They need to hear with the spiritual ear. We must be spiritual. We must hear what the Spirit saith unto us. That's so important. It's so important what the Holy Spirit wants to say to you tonight. He says, I want to teach you the things of God, the deep things of God. Amen. But you got to hear spiritually. You can't hear physically. Amen. You can hear physically and walk out and nothing happens. But brother, I'm going to tell you something. When you hear spiritually and the Holy Spirit gets a hold of your heart, something happens in your life. It changes your life completely. That's how you become more like Jesus. I hope that makes some sense. Amen. If we don't, we'll die spiritually. You want to know why people leave the church? You're in church. I've been in church a long time. People come and go like crazy. You know why? Because they come in, they might get saved, but they sit in a pew with a physical ear and never get anything spiritual. And pretty soon, they're gone. They don't put their faith to work. They don't do nothing for God. And they leave because they're not hearing spiritually. They're hearing with the physical ear. Amen. I want you to look at Jude. This amazes me, Jude. Jude. Now, this is not Jude chapter 5. This is Jude verse 5. There's only one chapter in Jude, all right? This really amazes me. We'll die spiritually. That's why people die, folks. They don't get what the Spirit is saying to them. They come in. Amen. Death, Zacharias, John the Baptist's father, wouldn't believe, amen, what the Spirit was saying to him about John being born. Because he wouldn't believe, you know what happened? He was deaf and dumb. Deaf and dumb. He couldn't hear. I think there's a lot of deaf and dumb people in the church because they won't believe the word of God. They won't believe the word of God. Amen. Now, you can't tell me if everybody was on fire for the Lord in this church, what this church would be doing. Amen. All right, let's look at this. Look at verse 5. I will therefore put you in remembrance though they once knew this, how that the Lord, having saved, notice that word saved, the people out of the land of Egypt, afterwards destroyed them that believed not. That's the most amazing thing. I can't hardly believe this. Amen. Destroyed them. Isn't that amazing? Here was a group of people whom God saved out of Egypt, but would not believe him, amen, delivered them into the Canaan land, and God destroyed them because of they believed not. That's sad. They were saved. They had faith to be saved, but they didn't have faith to go into the promised land. What'd God think about that? What'd God think about them rejecting his word through unbelief? Evil heart of unbelief. God killed them. Think about that. God killed them 20 years old and over because they would not believe God. They would not listen to God. They refused to listen to God with their spiritual ears. Now, thank God there was two men that we know of was listening spiritually, weren't they? Who were they? Caleb and who? Joshua, right? They was listening spiritually, and they believed God. I believe there's a lot of Christians that get saved, amen, and go to church and hear the word of God preached and taught and won't act on the word of God. And the spirit of unbelief comes in their heart, and God deals with them. God deals with them, amen, destroys them. But would not believe him to deliver them into Canaan. And God destroyed them. Why? Because they believed not. Their faith for salvation, amen, they had faith for salvation. They were saved, but they rejected the word for a victorious life and abundant life in Christ. That's sad to me. I can't tell you how many people I know like that. Are doing absolutely nothing. Don't even go to church. They could be saved. These people were saved, but would not believe God. Two verses, and I'll be done. You know, the last time I preached, I felt so bad because I had two pages I didn't even preach. And boy, you need two pages out of God's word because they had me on a clock up. Oh, here it is here. I'm going to turn it over. Amen. He told me about this clock, and I'm looking at this clock, and I don't want to be late, amen. And so I skipped over two whole pages. That's hard to do when you're preaching a sermon. It really is, amen. So anyway, where am I at? Oh, I'm at Lighthouse, right? He saved these people, amen, out of Egypt, but then he had to destroy them. They were saved, but they rejected the word for the victorious life and the abundance life in Christ. There's two verses. It's amazing to me. Look at 2 Corinthians, if you would. This is what God wants us to be. And we can be if we have faith. 2 Corinthians chapter 2, if you would. It says this in the 14th verse. Now thanks be unto God, which always causes us to triumph in Christ. Is that right? Always causes us to triumph? There's a lot of defeated Christians. That can't be for them. Amen. Do you see what that says? And make manifested the Savior of his knowledge by us in every faith. Always causes us to triumph. Are you triumphant Christians? Always causing us to be triumphant Christians? How can that be possible? Having spiritual ears, amen, hearing the word of God, producing a faith, amen, that we can live by. Amen. That's how it can be. We can be trumpet, amen. We can trump, be always victorious, amen. Look at Romans 8:37. Here's another one. Always causing us to trump. Are you triumphant? 8:37. It says this, nay, in all things we are more than conquerors through him alone. Is that right? We're more than conquerors, huh? You hang around Christians too long, you're going to find out they're not conquering much of anything. But here it says we're more than conquerors. More than conquerors, always Trump and Christ. You see that? These two great verses here. That's what we're supposed to be. Amen? How's that possible? More than conquerors? It's only possible through faith. We can do all things through what? That's in the Word of God. But you have to have spiritual ears to believe that, amen, and receive that, and then act upon that. We can do all things through Christ. We can. It's in the Bible. There's nothing impossible, amen, who strengthens us. It's amazing, amen. How is it possible, amen, to be conquered? It's possible through faith, and faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. So we have to hear the Word of God if we're going to be triumphant. If we're going to be more than conquerors, amen, we got to hear the Word of God spiritually and let it affect our lives, amen, and produce a faith that we'll trust God in every situation of our life. He's never failed. He's faithful, amen. He's good God, is he not? So faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the Word of God. You can hear the Word of God, amen. You can hear the Word of God through our flesh, our natural ear, which provides nothing, amen, or through our spiritual ears, amen. So it gives us a faith that we can be triumphant and be more conquerors in Christ. It's the choice of the hearer. How do you come to church? To hear spiritually or just take in the Word of God with a physical ear? I don't know about you. I want to hear, amen, what the Word of God says. The Holy Spirit said to the churches, I want to please God, don't you? He that cometh to God must believe that he is, and he is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. Amen. How important is spiritual listening? Very important, because faith, again, cometh by the Word of God. By it, listen to this now, by it the saints live by. Galatians 2:21, I live by faith by the Son of God who loved me and died for me. Amen. We live by faith. Listen, saints walk by faith. Amen. 2 Corinthians 5:7, you can write these down. For we walk by faith and not by sight. Amen. The saints work by faith. 1 Thessalonians 1:3, the work of faith. Every ministry in this church ought to be a faith-based ministry. That means they have to have spiritual ears. They have to hear what the Spirit is saying to them, amen, and then they have to act upon that, amen. Like James says, faith without works is dead, amen. Every ministry in this church will be Spirit-filled ministry. And it only can be possible if we hear spiritually. Then we increase our faith. And then we can call upon God for anything that we need, amen, and God will come through for us. That's good stuff. Amen. It's by faith. Hey, listen, it's by faith, amen, that we work for God. That's 1 Thessalonians 3, the work of faith. All right? Saints overcome the world through faith. 1 John 5:14. For whatsoever is born of whosoever is born of God, amen, overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. I don't want to be worldly. I want to overcome the world. There's only one way I can overcome the world and not be worldly, and that's true faith. Amen? Saints, resist Satan by faith. 1 Peter 5:9. When resist steadfast in the faith. That's how we, in the faith, we resist. Amen? You got to have faith. Amen? Saints overcome the devil. Ephesians 6:16. Above all these things. What? The shield of faith. Take on and put on the shield of faith. Amen? That these shall be able to quench the fiery arts of the devil. Listen, the only way we're going to live, the only way we're going to survive, the only way we're ever going to defeat Satan is to have faith, amen, in the Word of God. That's what the Bible's teaching us here. I like that, amen. Saints should be sincere about our faith. We ought to be sincere about faith. I don't know about you, but the most important thing to me is my faith in my life. Amen. I operate by faith. It's the most important thing. We should be sincere. 1 Timothy 1:5. 2 Timothy 1:5. Should be abounding always. Amen. In faith. 2 Corinthians 8:7. Should be strong in the faith. Romans 4:20 and 24. should stand fast in the faith. 1 Corinthians 16:13 should be grounded and settled in the faith. Colossians 1:23. That all encourages us about faith. Now, how are you going to get? You got to have a spiritual ear to hear what the Spirit saith unto you. The Word of God produces faith. The Word of God's got to get in your spiritual ear, into your heart. That put a faith in you, that means that you will trust God with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your soul. Amen. It's faith, folks. It's all about faith. These are very important things. Amen. The evidence by is fruit. Amen. James 21:25. Without faith, amen, it's dead. That's what James says. If you're in here tonight and you don't have any faith in God, you're spiritually dead. And one of the reasons is because you come in with the physical ear, not the spiritual. You never ask God to open up your ears of understanding. That'd be all priority thing. Number one, when we come to church and take a seat in the pew, we all say, Lord, open up my mind of understanding. Give me spiritual ears today to hear what the Spirit saith unto me. It can be a life-changing experience, I'm telling you the truth. Evidence by its fruit in James. Without faith, it's dead. We're dead without faith. Amen. Whatever is not of faith is sin. Did you hear that? In Romans 14:23. Whatever is not of faith is sin. I want to finish with this. Faith is depending upon God. And this God dependence only begins when self-dependence ends. You hear that? I'll guarantee you come in Sunday morning in the flesh and sit down and expect to get something from the Word of God, you're not going to get anything. You know, we talk about the importance of prayer. Oh, Holy Spirit of God, open my ears up to the Word of God today. Teach me the Word of God today. You know, even if he has to rebuke you, right? Whatever he has to do. So, I want to say that again. Faith is depending upon God, and this God dependence only begins when self-dependence ends. You have to die to self. You have to have desire to come into church and hear something spiritual, something life-changing. Amen. God would not have created a way for us to have faith in him, all right? If self-dependence was sufficient. If self, let me read that again, amen. It's past my bedtime. 8 o'clock, I go to bed. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. God would not have created a way for us to have faith in him if self-dependence was sufficient. He's created this. It's God instituted this. This is God's word. This is a spiritual book. He gave us, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things pass away and all things become new. He's given us spiritual ears to hear what the Spirit said through the Word of God. Amen. It can be a life-changing experience. Self-dependence is one of the worst. It brings unbelief. Those Jews, they could have went to the promised land. They was dependent on self. They was dependent on what they could do. They forgot what God said he would do. Right? How'd they make out, folks? They weren't working by faith. They weren't living by faith. They was living in self. I always say this. I said this to the kids when I preach back to the kids. It's just a quote. I've been saying it for years. We must learn to listen so we can listen to learn. We must learn how to listen. Years ago, the Holy Spirit spoke to my heart and spoke to my heart about when the preacher's preaching the precious word of God, keep your eyes focused on him. Learn to listen. Focus on, don't think about the ball game. Don't think about what you're going to do, go fishing or golfing or whatever. You keep your eyes on the preacher because he's delivering the precious word of God that will bring forth, will born in you a faith that will give you an abundant life and a victorious life. And that's what I try to do. My mind can't be wandering all over the place. That's why I don't like disturbance. I don't like it when the teenagers get up and walk out. I'm sorry. I got to glue in. Any kind of distraction, which will take your ears away from the Word of God, can definitely hurt you. So the only thing I could possibly figure to do is try to keep my mind focused on the preaching of the Word of God. What's the preacher saying? Boy, if he says something that the Spirit of God wants me to hear, and I don't hear it, what a disaster that could be in my life. Right? So you got what? You got to learn to listen. Then you listen to learn the Word of God. I hope I helped somebody tonight. I love the Word of God. I thank God it's Lynn and I has lived by faith all our life. It's not always been easy. You know, Satan wanted to sift Peter's wheat. Why? Because he wanted to get his faith. You know, it's a battle. It's a struggle. Well, I like what Jesus said. I pray for you, Peter. Amen. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we thank you for the word of God tonight. I pray I could help somebody, Lord. I don't know. Self-dependence, so powerful. We need spiritual dependence. I pray, Lord, if there's anybody here tonight, Lord, needs to make a decision about faith, a decision about listening, about praying, about spiritual ears on Sundays, and Lord, keep them focused on the Word of God. I pray, Lord, you'll speak to their hearts tonight in a mighty way. We thank you, Lord, that we can come with all our requests. Thank God, Lord, that we can pray and ask you to help us. I love it when Peter always spoke. He spoke this, help me, Lord, and you did. Help us tonight, Lord, to be spiritual. And we'll give you the praise for it in Jesus' name. Amen. What we do at this point, take up the offering for the guest speaker. All right, get your pockets out. I guess we'd stand. Oh, we got a song there. Oh, good. Good. My faith came through.
Please take your hymnal, turn to number 292. We'll sing the first and third verse.